You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3. It's all too clear.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining us here today, friends, on this Monday morning. Maybe it's 11:45 here on WWBC. Maybe it's my longtime friends at 8:45 in the evening on 91.5 WMIE. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening to you. God bless. This is WGOD. We're tuning into God's frequency. We're going to hear a word from him today. And I want to introduce here the speaker for today and this week is Pastor David Bryant. Pastor David is the pastor of Greater St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church on Stone Street in Cocoa. And I had the opportunity with all the stuff going on. He was free to come preach at our church. I've always wanted him to come preach. And it's a great opportunity for me to be on the other end, on the receiving end, which us pastors need from time to time. And boy, I tell you what, he just delivered it. And you are going to hear an awesome word this week. It's almost a 1 hour long sermon, so it'll play Monday through Friday. If you'd like a copy of this, email me, Paul at WMIEFM.com. Go to my Facebook page, WGOD Radio. You'll find it up there. You can right click it and save it. I can email you the disc. Listen to this program this week, and you will be uplifted, I promise you that. So, okay, let's get into this now. This is part one of Pastor David Bryant's Mother's Day message. It's a teaching out of the book of Galatians, chapter 6, not to grow weary in well-doing. I want to welcome right now our guest speaker today, Pastor Dave Bryant. Pastor David is the pastor of Greater St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church here on Stone Street in Cocoa. And I've always wanted him to have the opportunity to come here, and due to this stuff that's going around here, I now have opportunity to have some great men of God and preachers to come here and come to our church and bless all of us with whatever message the Lord may put on his heart. So please give it up for Pastor David Bryant. Pastor Island today. Thank you. Various things at your disposal.
Oh wow.
And Mongo.
Okay, Mongo. Okay. Blazing Saddles reference there.
Mongo, how big you are.
And bottles of water. Okay, thank you. God bless your heart. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say
amen.
For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Come on, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise this morning. Of all the places that we could be, and if justice was applied, of all the places that we probably should be, based on past deeds, sins, and whatnot. But therefore, by the grace of God, here we are once again on a Sunday morning in the household of prayer. And I don't know about you, but I am so glad about it. I will tell you that, and I've been sharing this with Greater St. Paul, that We are in a different season. We are in a different time. But those of us who believe and those of us who know, we know that God is still in control. His eye is truly on the sparrow. And God is up to something. God is doing a new thing. And trust me, beloved, when these storm clouds roll away, and they will, relative to this virus and this COVID-19, or however you want to describe it, we will all be changed. There's a transformation going on, and most of us don't even realize it, Pastor. God is changing. Why? Because we have gotten so far away individually, so far away relative to our civic responsibility, so far away relative to our government, state, local, city council, and even in the federal government. We've gotten so far away. Yes, even the churches have gotten so far away from what God intended for us that he had to allow this pandemic of global proportions, of biblical proportions, to get our attention. I don't know about you, but he's gotten mine. Amen. I don't know how many more chances we have. This might be the last. So if your house is not in order, and I know this is not protocol, but get your house in order. If you have not called on the name of the Lord, call on the name of the Lord. If you have not asked him to be your Lord and Savior, do that right now. Wherever you are, do that right now, because tomorrow is not promise. Amen.
Amen.
This might be my last sermon. I don't know. But I thank God for the opportunity. So I say to you again, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Pastor Esposito, I most certainly appreciate the opportunity. I appreciate the privilege of being over here at Island Community. I send greetings from the Greater St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church. And I'm just going to tell you right now what God has joined together. Amen. This is just the beginning. Amen, because I know y'all know how to go across the bridge, and you've already said Stone Street, so I know you know where it is. So amen, somebody. Okay, amen. Now, I got to tell you, I got to say this, and then we're going to get on with the sermon. Okay, I called your pastor, and I the other day, last week, 2 weeks ago, I called and said, is it okay if I just sort of come just, you know, sort of dress down a little bit? And he said, yeah, no problem. Yeah, that'll be fine. I said, okay, anybody be offended if I don't wear a tie? Oh, no, that's okay. Because I know he's quite dapper individual self, and I know he's always squared away. Amen. So I don't know what happened this morning, but, you know, I forgot what we talked about. And here he comes, and I looked, and I asked him where the restroom was, and I went in there and took my tie off. Okay, amen. Amen. If you have your Bibles with you, amen. If you have your Bibles with you, I'd like you to turn to the book of Galatians. The book of Galatians. Two clicks. How's that? Oh, I got it right here. How's that? The book of Galatians, the sixth chapter. Sixth chapter, book of Galatians. I have been dealing with this for the last few weeks, and happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers. Amen. Book of Galatians, the sixth chapter. And I'm going to start reading at the sixth verse, and I'm going to read verses 6 through 10. Amen? Amen. If you have it, just say amen. All right. Now, I don't know how many amens you all do at the island, but I'm an amen preacher. And even if you don't say amen, I'm going to amen myself. Amen? Amen. Okay, so don't think I've gone crazy. Okay, oh, yeah, wait, hold on. I forgot to give you the rules. Okay, this is my first time. I forgot. Okay, here's what happens. Yeah. Here's what happens when Pastor Brian preaches, okay? There's a few things that you need to understand, and the flow will go, okay? One, my voice is probably going to get a lot louder. Okay, that's one. And two, I am going to sweat a whole lot. Don't worry about it. It's nothing about the air conditioner. I'm a sweater. It just happens that way. And thank you so much, my brother. And then number three, during the course of the sermon, I'm a Baptist preacher, I may say as I close, or I'm getting ready to take my seat, or I'm getting ready to sit down, okay? But I want you to know the first two times I say that, it doesn't count. Okay, amen, amen. Those are the rules. Now, I don't need you to count for me, okay? So if I say it one time, I don't want someone to do this. Okay, amen, amen. You have book of Galatians, the sixth chapter. The Bible says, starting at verse 6, let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Verse 7 says, be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And lastly, in verse 10, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. It's the word of God for the people of God. Be blessed by it. Father, I stretch my hands to thee. For no other help I know. Thy withdraw thyself from me. Where, oh, where shall I go? Father, we ask you now to just bless this word that you have given to us today. Father, I ask that I decrease 1,000% and you increase 1,000,000%. And let these oracles be of you and not of me. But Father, I am weak, and in this flesh, I can't carry the responsibility of your word. So, Lord, have your way, have your way, have your way. You are the potter, and I'm mere clay. In your son Jesus' name, I always pray, and let the church and island community say amen.
Amen,
amen, amen, amen. The title of the sermon for this morning is simply in the form of a question: are you tired yet? Are you tired yet? Look at someone and just say to them, neighbor, are you tired yet? Amen, amen, amen. This is a word this morning to someone who is feeling tired. This is a word this morning for someone who's been struggling with an addiction, longing for deliverance, but it is yet to come. Are you tired yet? On this Mother's Day, some mother here who have been waiting for months, perhaps years, for some prodigal child to return, and yet that child's room is still empty. Their place at the table is still vacant. Are you tired yet?
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.